Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, July 7th. And the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were December corn up 12 cents at 5.97, September wheat up 33 and 3/4 cents at 8.38 and a quarter, and November beans up 37 and a half cents at 13.60 and a quarter. Very strong overnight. We didn't see any export sales announced this morning. Weekly export sales would be released tomorrow because of the holiday. We had good rains around the country yesterday. Some are saying not quite as much as expected, but there were still pretty good rains, and we're going to get more tonight. So I'm not sure that there's a whole lot of heat and dryness in this forecast. The western plains look a little, the southern plains look a little bit hot and dry, but not terrible out here. So, you know, I think this is part of this dead cat bounce, maybe trying to go up and fill some of the gaps that are on the charts. The December corn chart has the gap at 6.04 and a quarter. The November beans have the gap at 1470 and 3/4. So, you know, maybe they're going to try it. I mean, it's more than about a buck away from where we closed overnight, but you know, maybe that's what they're going to try to do. These markets break hard and fast. They can rally hard and fast as well. I really don't see any fundamental reason for these markets to rally. If you look at the wheat market, Egypt bought 63,000 metric tons of German wheat. Japan bought 56,000 Canadian. They also bought 66 U.S. South Korea bought 50,000 U.S. milling wheat and 100,000 from Australia. So there's obviously wheat to be had around the world. A Ukrainian vessel that's in Turkey is going to be released by Turkey, and that grain will be sold into the open market. Ukraine objected, saying it's their grain. They wanted the vessel seized with, along with the grain, but the Turkish government didn't do that. So that grain will hit the market eventually. Crude oil right now is up $3.14 a barrel. That supported the bean oil. Bean oil rallied from a little bit lower to right now it closed up about 233 ticks. Palm oil was also higher. So it's continuation of yesterday's reversal. I don't really think it's much more than the market's trying to fill some of those gaps. We were incredibly oversold, and now this is just the bounce. I'm surprised we frankly bounced this high, but I guess we can bounce some more. The question becomes, do the funds want to come in here and get rid of the rest of their corn and beans on this rally? Not that they would do it in one day, but are they going to try to take advantage of a rally and sell more grain? I would certainly think so, but we'll have to see. You know, like I've mentioned, I don't know how much money the funds have lost in the last 6 weeks, but it's been a huge amount of money. I would guess, you know, certainly in the billions, a billion, 2 billion, who knows, a lot of money. So, and they're still not out of these positions that appear to be losers to me. So we'll see what they want to do on a higher opening here. Do they want to try to bolster the market and support things, or do they want to take advantage of it and get out of some more of their longs? The dollar is basically steady here. The Dow looks open to about 200 higher. The metals are a little bit higher. So it looks like it's kind of a risk on day here, but we'll see what happens after the opening. Whether guys want to, the funds want to sell more corn and beans out here and get out of some of these losing positions. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.